Blackstone Publishing presents John Woman by Walter Mosley. This book is read by Dion Graham. Who will believe my verse in time to come, if it were filled with your most high deserts? Though yet heaven knows it is but as a tomb which hides your life and shows not half your parts, if I could write the beauty of your eyes, and in fresh numbers number all your graces, the age to come would say, "This poet lies. Such heavenly touches ne'er touched earthly faces." So should my papers, yellowed with their age, be scorned like old men of less truth than tongue, and your true rights be termed a poet's rage and stretched meter of an antique song. But were some child of yours alive that time, you should live twice, in it and in my rhyme. William Shakespeare, Sonnet 17. Before the Beginning. 1. Lucia Napoli's family name had been Tartarelli before her great-grandfather migrated from Naples to the Lower East Side. No one was certain how the name got changed. Lucia's Aunt Maria said it was a drunken Irish customs officer on Ellis Island who mistook their origins for their name. Lucia's great-uncle Christopher said his father, Alessio, introduced himself as Alessio from Napoli so often that the name stuck. Lucia didn't care where Napoli came from. It sounded better than...